Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us His grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of His kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
Amen. So let's get into the word. What is a rhema? What is a rhema? A rhema refers to a specific divinely inspired word. If you observe the word specific, is a key word there in describing a rhema. Specific. Alright? Divinely inspired word that God gives to an individual or a people to address a particular situation or need. You know, if you've been in church, you know there's such a thing as the logos of God. The logos of God is a Greek word for the word of God. Are we together? For the word of God. And the rhema, now when we say the word of God, we mean, because two of them are also called the word of God, vivid, chiefly, all right? But rhema is a specific word from God to you, addressing a situation. That's the difference between the word of God logos and the word of God rhema. Are we together? It's just like you know the laws of GCMI. Or the laws of Prophet Simon regarding GCMI. And we now observe an individual in GCMI misbehaving in a certain direction. Maybe we observe the person lies very well. Then we now bring a rhema to that person, that in this church you don't lie. So the whole council of GCMI has it that you are not supposed to lie, steal, bear false witness, and all of the laws, for instance. But here comes us to that particular person at that point, because we observe the person is probably lying. So we tell the person, we don't lie in this church. Now, we don't lie is already in the major law of GCMI, laws of GCMI. But particularly to that person at that point, it was because we found out he was lying. So we brought something from the major word, a particular portion of that word from the major word, to address that person's situation. That's what we call rhema. So logos is God's full counsel, how God thinks. Are we together? Rhema is God speaking to you particularly at a point concerning a situation. So a particular point, part of logos, can be a rhema for the moment. Do you understand what I'm trying to explain to you? For instance, you were sick, but it has been written already in the word of God that by His stripes we were what? And you know it already, you've read it. But now that you are getting sick, the word of God now rises in your spirit. By His stripes, you catch a revelation. Alright? It becomes living to you. That is now a rhema. And that's how you win. That's why the Bible says we live by every word spoken from the mouth of God. One of the word live there in the original interpretation means to reign. You know, as Christians, we're designed to reign. The Bible says we're designed to reign in this world by one man, who? Christ Jesus. Are we together? Are you here? So you see, except God speaks a word to you, you cannot reign. You cannot live in victory as a king that you are in your DNA. Alright? And let me add to you, rhema is not just, you know, the word of the Lord for the moment that is called from a portion of the entire counsel of God called logos. Rhema could be a particular instruction for the Lord for you. Also, are we together? For instance, remember Mary, who bore Jesus? The angel of the Lord came to her and said, you're going to have a child. and his name will be Jesus, who will save the people from their sins. And she said, how can these things be, seeing I know not a man? Then he said to her, the hand of the Lord is going to come upon you, the Holy Ghost will overshadow you, and give birth to Jesus in your stomach. And of course, after 9 months, he's going to come out. And she said these words, let it be done to me according, she said, I'm the handmaid of the Lord, firstly. She then said, let it be done to me according to thy. It was never written anywhere in scripture that God met anybody and said, you're going to have a child without any man. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? But he's telling her now, and she's seeing it right now. She believed the word of the Lord, and there was a performance because she believed. Do you people get what I'm trying to explain? So God sometimes can inspire you directly, you know, give you a particular word directly as an individual to solve your situation. That's a rhema from the Lord. It will save you. Are you here? So then, what's the next question? Because of time. How do you get a rhema? How should you be plugged? Because we entirely are supposed to be living by rhema all the days of our life. The Bible says, man shall not live by what? He said, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord. Meaning every day of our lives, we should be receiving words from the Lord and living by the words we are receiving. So how can we be plugged eternally into God and be hearing his word? How? That's what I want to show you now. But before we continue, let's look at Hebrews 4:2. Hebrews 4:2. Alright, now this is Paul addressing a case here. The case of the children of Israel while they were in the wilderness. Can you remember? Let's read together, church. One to go. For indeed, the gospel was preached to us as well as to them. But the words which they heard did not profit them, not being mixed with faith. When I was looking at this scripture, I said to myself, the first question I asked, I said, was it faith that was the only problem here? You know, yes, faith is a problem here, but faith begins with a revelation. Kenneth Hagin of blessed memory will say, faith begins where the will of God is known. If the will of God is not known, you cannot start having faith. Alright, so I wrote while I was studying that if you look closely, let me read it the way I wrote it. But if you look very closely, the children of Israel didn't see what God was saying. That's why they never had faith. They never saw what God was saying. That's why they never had what? Faith. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? What do I mean by that? God said, go and take a land. Go and take the land. It is flowing with milk and honey. But when they went there to take, are you guys here in this place tonight? When they went there to take the land, they saw big human beings, you know, giants, the sons of the Anaks. Alright? Very huge human beings. And they declared that we're finished. They ignored the factors, the characteristics that will make them be aware that this land is a land that God said is our own. For instance, he said the land is flowing with milk and honey. And when they went there, like I told you before, many years ago, I used to think the land is flowing, milk is flowing on the ground, and honey is flowing on the ground. But that's not what it means. It means the land has everything beautiful in it. Are we together? Very rich land. Wonderful soil. But the only problem is that there were human beings there that were as big as Goliath, probably. Or almost as Goliath, sons of the Anaks. I'm sure that's where Goliath came from. And they said to themselves that it doesn't seem like God really understands what he's saying. How can God tell us to go and take this land? They saw the characteristics. Yes, yes. But God did not mention that they were God did not mention that they were giants in the place. He just mentioned the things he wants them to see. He said, go and take the land, it's flowing with milk and honey. And when they went there, they said, no, we can't take this kind of land. It's too It's very fine, but the human beings there are quite tough. They are big. They began to doubt God. Let's read Numbers 14 so that we'll have some clue. Alright? Let's enjoy the atmosphere. It's very chill this morning. Are you enjoying the atmosphere? Numbers 14 from verse 1. Let's read together. One, two, go. Everybody read, alright? One, two, go. And this is after the 12 spies brought the word, the news. You know, this morning when I was studying, the Lord was opening my eyes to another thing. At the end of this Numbers 14, they died. The angel of the Lord punished them. He said for bringing that report, he punished them. And I said, I wish hatred is in church. Will be very careful. When you bring wrong reports, there's a punishment, there's a penalty. You can't come and show weakness to people. You only show what? Strength to people. What was the evil report? They only confessed what they saw. And the Lord said that was an evil report. Because see what happens afterwards. All the congregation lifted up their voices and cried. And the people what? Wept that night. That you cry doesn't mean that you are wise. God is not moved by tears. Some people like to cry. Something is not good in your home, you begin to cry. You just come before God. That guy is the physical. For instance, God has said that man is in charge of the earth. In Genesis 1:26, God put man in charge of the earth. Do you understand me? He said man should be in charge of everything on the earth. Every creeping thing. All the animals. Let them have dominion. Total dominion. God created you and I to have what? Total dominion. Listen to me, everyone. Total dominion. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over the cattle, over the earth, over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. I like always joking here that God has given you dominion over creeps. He has given us dominion over what? Everything. Are you seeing this in scripture? Alright? If I give you dominion over something, alright? That simply means you should have my full counsel, some sort of. If I said sense, I give you dominion over First Campus. You cannot run First Campus the way you want to run First Campus. Alright? Because you are working under the influence of the authority I've given you over the people. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? So you have to do it the way I want it to be done. Meanwhile, I will not interfere. For instance, the governor appoints, for instance, commissioners. The commissioners will not do what they want. They will do what they are supposed to do according to the law governing that state. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Very important. But the governor will not come to want to be interfering in their work. If he's always coming to do their work, then he doesn't trust them. And that's why the Bible said, at a point, God brought Adam close and said, Adam, name all the animals. After giving him dominion over cattle and all the animals. Are you seeing that here? He said, name all the animals. The Bible now says at the end, he said, whatever name Adam gave them were their names. Meaning the names were existing before Adam gave them the name. In the hand of God. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you?
Yes,
hallelujah. Meaning he tested the software he has put in Adam. He just tested that software. There was a portion of himself that was deposited already in Adam. I'll give you a clue. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 2 and 12. From 11 it says, who knows the heart of a man but the spirit of that? Then it says, who knows the heart of God in verse 12? It says, but the spirit of God. Then he said, when God puts his spirit in us, then by default, we what? We know. We just know the things that God has freely given unto us. In other words, if you have my spirit in you, everything I know, you will know. Everything I know. You know, there's this movie many years ago. Is it a movie or a series that they used to show on AIT? I don't know if some of you were born that time. But some of us that were around that time, can you remember? Second Chance. Thank you. You were alive that time. Can you remember Second Chance? Even the people that, I don't mean you watched it when you heard it. I mean the time they were showing on AIT that the whole barracks or the whole area will shout, hey, you know they are all watching Second Chance. Like Super Story, for instance. Those are the days that the world was okay. Now we'll be watching Big Brother Niger. They are replacing it with Super Story. What are we learning from that demonic, how do I explain it? What is the best word to use? Demonic, satanic agenda. You know, I coincidentally saw something on Facebook. A lady complaining to a certain celebrity. I don't know how I got to see that thing, but somehow, you know, some of them, you can't even help it. You will just see them because they are sponsoring the post. She was complaining that a certain celebrity, who is a big producer, I don't just want to call his name, but you know him, was refusing to sponsor a movie. I thought it was an educative movie. When I checked the category, it was porn movie. That he promised to sponsor it. Then he changed his mind. Not that he changed his mind, he delayed in pain. Then he had to now message her after somebody else has sponsored it. I said, why were you not patient? I would have actually sent the money. I just put my hand on my head. I said, look at. Have you ever heard that they came and sponsored any church project? They don't want church. They know who will end them. Are you not part of the people that will end them? Oh, you are praying for him to sign you. If they sign you, will not end two of you. Who will end their regime? Imagine everybody love Jesus. Who will listen to Rema? I don't mean Rema. Who will listen to him? You know, look at some of you. Look at how you are looking at me. Pastor is condemning. Do you think it's God's way to sing about a woman's waist and sex? Why are we doing like we don't know these things? You think God is cool that somebody is speaking about singing about sex? And we say it's God's grace. God is taking him far. No, Satan is taking him far. He's taking them far. You know, our eyes are blinded to everything God has said because of Mammon. He's worth $250 million. So anything he's doing is okay. Anything they are doing is okay. No, it's not. The Bible said the worth of a man's life does not consist in the abundance of things, properties that he gathers or she gathers. Are you listening to me? Meaning when you are done having all the money, you don't make sense to God if you don't know him. I posted something yesterday about a certain popular celebrity that the world taxes as success. If you look at his eyes when he was speaking, you can see the frustration. He's frustrated. He said he wished everybody can have all the things they are dreaming about so that they will know that what they are dreaming about is not what will make them happy in life. Because for him now, he has gotten the money he wants. He has gotten whatever he wanted. He said, let them do everything. Let them have all the sex they want so that when they are done, they will discover that that's not where happiness lies. He said, right now when they are telling them, they will not want to believe. I hope you are believing. And don't think you are losing out. Like many years ago, a young man in my compound came to me because I always fronted at evil. And he came to me and said, Pastor, I know you are not happy with me. I said, what do you mean by that? He said, every time I used to carry ladies and come to the house and I look at your face, you are very angry. I said, have I ever told you I'm angry with you? He said, you don't need to say it. I can tell. And you're not just angry with me. You are angry over yourself. I was so surprised. He said, because what I'm enjoying now, before I repent and marry, you cannot enjoy. He said, because God called you early as a pastor. He said, see you, 200 level, 100 level, you are preaching. And if you sin now, people will talk. But me, I will sin. And one day, I will marry. In fact, you will come for my wedding. Because you are my friend. I looked at him and I laughed. I laughed. I said, you think I'm losing out? He said, you know you are losing out, Pastor. You don't want me to explain to you. See you later. I have somebody in my room. I said, okay, it's fine. It's fine. I said no word to him. I just laughed at the time in my room. And I was just, man, I said, this, I wish he could understand life. Now, after that, when we graduated, less than one year, when he traveled to another city to go and make it, and life gave him bass, he messaged me again. He said, Prophet, sir, firstly, I want to thank God for your life. And I want to thank God for what God is doing with you. I'm seeing what God is doing in the ministry. Then he now said, please pray for me. My life is scattered. I said, what do you mean? You don't have a job yet. You are in one of the best towns. You know, some of you think your glory is either in Lagos. No, let me not start with Lagos. It's in Paris. Or call all that, those cities you dream about. Canada. Call them. You know the cities. At least let me just leave Nigeria. Well, that is Algeria. You think that's where your glory is? Then if, for instance, you can't travel out, you say, okay, let's all gather in Abuja. Abuja is full. Oh. There are many people in Abuja at massacre. The Lord give you understanding of what I just said. Their intention, their heart is in Abuja. In fact, they hardly can tell you they are not in Abuja. But they are in Maraba. They are in Massacre. They are in Ado, and you dare not tell them they are not in Abuja. They are really in Abuja. Abuja is full. That's what I'm trying to make you understand. Abuja is full because plenty of people have the same mindset. Lagos is full. It is not, it's getting full. You all know what I'm talking about. There are some places in Lagos that human beings will wait for some human beings to pass before they will start passing. It's full. Eternally, there's going to be ghost load till Jesus comes in Lagos. It cannot be avoided. Why? Many people think their glory is in Lagos. Even celebrities take bikes in Lagos. Are you aware? Because there are certain places you cannot go with car. Except you want to follow somebody's compound. Why? Because many individuals think that's where their glory is. That's where their glory is. Only for them to go there and be disappointed. You don't know that when you live anyhow, you are sowing wrong seed into your destiny. Wrong seeds into your destiny. I'm enjoying all the women. I'm enjoying all the drinks. Firstly, look at it critically. For instance, when you smoke, who dies? You are killing yourself. When you drink alcohol, who dies? You are killing yourself. There's such a disease I've mentioned here several times called intestinal acrobatics. Medical science proved that. Before, they used to say that if you take alcohol and it's not so much, you know, you'll be fine. Now they say any percentage of alcohol beyond the norm that should be in either fruit for preservation and what else? Bread and whatsoever things we eat for preservation, if you take it beyond that, it has risks of killing you. Am I saying the truth? Medical student. That's what they discovered recently. How can God create you and now say that you should take something that would make your eye be upside down? How can God create you? That when you are taking, you can't think straight. You are thinking like you are in heaven, but you are on earth. You are talking like soap that, you know, foam that is, you know, you just elongate it like this. How can God create you to take something that will make you talk like that? Your eye will dirty. Think about God, how holy he is. Then he now created Gulda. You think God created Gulda? If you feel so, say amen. If you think God created Shekbe, say glory to God. If you have mind, stand up and say, God, I dare you. Now you create Burkutu. You all know that these things are man-made. They say, Pastor, if you take, you know, sometimes if your wife give you a problem and you go and take star, it will calm you. You cool. You now forget the problem. Did the problem solve? You only forgot a problem that is existing. When the effect of that alcohol clear, where are you going back again? To your house. your wife will continue from when she stopped. And if you take the alcohol too much, you now carry another wife from alcohol joint. Your wife and a wife from alcohol joint, which one is better? The devil, you know. Now you have carried another one from cool off joint. So that she will cool your life all the days of your life with alcohol. You are in big trouble. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
And he was mourning and complaining and asking for prayers. I'm not trying to shame him, but it's a lesson. I remember those days, I was talking to my roommate. I said, imagine what this guy said. He doesn't even understand life. He doesn't understand life. At the end of everything he will do, he will still not be satisfied. Because you're satisfied. Have you ever seen any politician that is satisfied from stealing money? And some of you seated there, as I'm talking now, you're saying, me, I'm not like a politician. Many politicians today were seated nicely like you are seated today. And they never knew that they would steal money. Hallelujah to Jesus. I don't like that rumbled sound. There's a rumbling sound around there. Amen? They never knew they would steal money. One time they showed a politician that was doing special number in church. A video. He was doing special number in church. If they told that guy that after this special number, one day you steal Nigerian money, he will not believe. That's why I always tell people, don't condemn so fast. Check yourself. From now, where you are now, are you already stealing? When you buy something, 5 naira, how much are you aiming to sell it? Especially some of you in real estate. Say amen. They buy like 500,000. You are not telling somebody they bought it 2 million, you want to sell it 6 million. You should say you own the earth. Let's just know. The earth that belongs to God, you take a small portion. You know, some people can lie. Do you know why this town is hard to an extent? Real estate people are the problem. Agents. We don't know what agent to call, whether it's agent of darkness or be agent of light. They are the reason why this state is hard. House before, bedroom and parlor, that somebody will carry 250 or 200 and go and rent. They'll go and be advising landlord. Landlord, for this town, who they give house 250? For this town, this is your house now, 500 now. Give me, make you see. Before you know, landlord too has vest and change price. The funniest part is that they are comparing us with Abuja. You are comparing Makurdi with Abuja. Are you okay? How many flyover have we seen in Makurdi? Only this one now is almost making us faint. Because it's like the best civilization that's ever happened to us. Go to Abuja, they are flyover. In fact, if you are not careful, you can't trek in Abuja. You will pass somewhere, you'll be wondering, I pass here. I hear I pass. I go here. I move here. At this road. Then you say, let me check whether the roads are different. All of them are twins. How many of you have been there before? Especially when you are driving in Abuja. They say if you pass that place, you know, go fit come, you go that side. Like you they go Kaduna before you turn again. Oh, my God. It happened to me, brothers and sisters. As I passed the place, I said, this small place where I passed, now this small, he said, now you have to go that side. Like you they go Kaduna, you go turn again. You now follow that junction. I don't even understand anything they are saying. And I asked him, where am I supposed to turn? He said, now this side, but you already passed. I said, guy, but no car they come for, but I don't feel just reverse. He said, if they catch you. I said, which people they catch? He said, they know they here. I just entered my car. I look, no, but, whoa! I entered that. How will I be going to Kaduna to go and turn? I mean, coming back to a road I don't understand. Now look at how Abuja is. Then you are comparing Abuja and Makurdi. They rent house, 500,000 in Abuja. You want to rent? How many people have Abuja jobs in Makurdi? It's so funny. You know, poor people are the problem of this world. You are not a poor person, so don't feel bad. As I said, some people are like, why is he talking against us? Are you poor? Poor people are the problem. They just have this. You know, poor people, they have foolish mentality. Let's just talk for a moment. Church, are you here?
Yes, sir.
They have one foolish mentality. The children of Israel, they were slaves. They were poor. When God wanted to take them to the promised land, they started complaining. Poor people. Moses was so wealthy, he didn't complain. He was the son of Pharaoh. He didn't complain. He carried these people. He left all his wealth. Was leading them to the promised land. After cloud by day, natural AC. No AC that time. Natural AC. God will create AC in the daytime. In the night when they are cold, fire. He was pampering them like children. The moment they could not just eat for a moment, Moses wear food. Moses said, okay, I'm coming. Bring food now. Bring food. Entitlement mentality. Have you seen poor people ask you for money before and you don't give? They start vexing for you. You and your money. And I say, if God don't bless them small, and I say, they go, they misbehave. Why you, God no bless you? I ask them for common 2K. Common 2K that you don't have. Common 2K. Common 2K. And you know, if you observe, you'll be so scared. Even if you don't have, sometimes you just try to send because you don't want to hear their mouth. You don't just want to see that pastor. He go just they preach. You know they give people money. Now to they preach. So you're scared sometimes. But also if you are always scared, you will be in trouble. Are you listening to me? So agents, I just want to call this at this part of the message. I just want to tell you to you people to repent. Repent. And so funny, I went to one agent's house to pick him, to show me somewhere. When I saw his house, I didn't say anything yet. He was staying with his father and his wife in his house. The father's room is by this side, his room is by this side, his wife is in the compound. Why I complained was because after a while, they wanted to give me the house for 800,000 at that time. I finally did not even rent the house. When I went to the main person that owned the house, my friend knows the person that owns the house. So he said, okay, I should enter 800,000. But I should not tell anybody it's 800,000. I said, why? He said, because they are renting the house for 1.5 million. And he said he had told the agent that it's too much, but they insisted. And somebody paid. And another person paid. And I said, who is the agent? They said, the one that brought me. And I remember where I picked him. 1.5 million. In Makurdi. You are thinking, one of them, do you know how they rent houses now in this town? Two bedroom apartment, a very good one, is 1 million naira. What is the difference between living in Makurdi and living in Abuja now? The difference is just 200,000. Because if you add 200,000 to that, you rent the same thing in Abuja. If you've been there, you understand what I'm trying to say. Bad mentality, very evil mentality. Land that you know you are supposed to sell for 2 million. It says 7 million. 7.5. You are pursuing people. And you say, if they don't buy, some people go buy. Now Yahoo boys go buy. The houses, if they don't rent, some people will rent. Now Yahoo boys go rent. People that don't have actual money. Not people who are truly working hard. That's why if you observe, some of these agents, they don't last. So after 2 years, they will close down. They don't used to last. Because after doing that evil, you know, I was talking to a pastor in Abuja. He's into this business too. And he was almost going to strike a deal of over 4 billion. 4 billion. The woman said, 4 billion is okay for it's my property, 4 billion. The person in charge said, we will not sell it for 4 billion. He told them, we're going to sell it for 10 billion. 10 billion. So finally, somebody was going to buy around 10 billion, 9 billion or something. Finally, he now said, this is what we'll do. We'll not tell the woman. We'll just tell her, sign and go home. We'll bring your 4 billion. When the woman was about to sign, she just raised her eyes small. She saw the amount. 10 billion, I mean 9 billion, something like that. And she said, my property, 9 billion. She now said, who is going to get the rest money? Say, madam, they were not talking to her closely. Madam, calm down, just sign your thing. We'll go bring your body now. We'll talk about this after this. He said, never. She now threw the paper away. No, none of you should come to my property again. You are evil people. I know some agents are saying, no be bad thing, and they go give her 4 billion. No be bad thing. Somebody has property. She's selling 4 billion. You come, you don't have property. You probably don't have any property in your life. You want to add more 4 billion or 5 billion. How many of you will agree in this place? My pastor friend said, Oi, you always, before you say it, you say Oi. Is it Oi? Now, like, so we lost millions. I've been doing the celebrate all the things where I go buy. He said, I even say, I will buy a house in Abuja. Because the commission, you know, just the 10%. What is 10% of 4 billion? Huh? What? 10% of 4 billion is how much? Let me hear you now, mathematicians. What is it? 400 what? I heard somebody say billion. I said 4% of 10% of 4 billion. 400 million. Imagine we are 10, we share, we have, I mean 5, we share 400 million. How much will we have? 80 something million each. You come to Makodia and buy house. Or you buy land and build house in less than. For just being faithful and a good person. The Bible says, he that easily wants to gather money will end in nothing. He said, but he that patiently wants to build money will end in what? Plenty. Tell somebody, run away from sharp, sharp money. Well, let's continue what we're talking about. And he suffered. Man suffered. He suffered. Hallelujah to Jesus. And I prayed for him that time. But he thought he was enjoying. And back to what we were saying. The Lord gave Adam authority over what? Everything on the earth. Everything on the earth. Are you listening? Everything on the earth. So if God gives you authority over everything and gives you his database for showcasing that authority, you can't go off his database. Whatever name Adam called the animals, were their names. Do you know why God wanted Adam to give the animals names? How many of you have dogs in this place? Any pets? Not cats, dogs. I really have a problem with people that keep cats in the house. If you have dogs, wave your hands. If you have cats, keep your hands down. Now, if you have any dog here, what's their name? Mention. Tracy, wow. Go ahead, Jack. What was also Otupo dog name? Bingo. What else? You people will be looking for names that have not given human beings for dogs. What is Beauty? Ruby? Ruby? Shaggy. All right. There are a lot of names. Do you know that if Moses, for instance, go to your house, who has a dog here that mentioned the name? I heard Tracy. You have Tracy. Wow. When I see your name, they are giving somebody. It sounds like Tracy. Now, imagine Moses goes to your house and he says, Tracy. Tracy may bite him. Tracy is seeing him like a threat. But you that owns Tracy, if you travel after 4 years and come back and say, Tracy, she will come. I'm sure it's female dog, right? She will come and hug you, play with you. But for Moses, even though you mention the name, what will happen? You know, God put us to be in charge of the earth. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? He wants the animals and everything on the earth to respond to him through us, through our voice. So now, say lion now. If they want to respond to God, they respond to God through our voice. Lion, sit down. Somebody say, Pastor, what are you saying? But some people have lions as pets. Are you aware? I don't know if you have seen this video on Facebook. One man visited one Saudi Arabian man, and lion just came to the parlor. This white, fine, beautiful lion. I was coming to play with the man that came to see the... And the man stood up and said, "Sir, is everything okay?" And he started running. He said, "Don't run." The owner of the lion started laughing. He is so sure the lion will not bite him. You know, we're not talking about those lions in BSU former zoo. Oh my God. Do they still have that zoo? Is the zoo still there? Is that lion still there? Don't be going to that zoo. It's an advice. There was one day I went to that zoo. Was it with you? I think with Mama T. We went there. I was the one that took her out. We went to that zoo. We're not married that time. Even me, I took caution in my heart as a man of God. We were just looking at the animals till we got to the lion. First day I looked at the irons they used to. They were roasting. Secondly, the lion's belly was inside. We could see the bones. Thirdly, when we came in Russia, I thought, whoa, the thing shook. I said, "Mama T, have you seen the lion?" She said, "Yes." I said, "Let's go." I know. I said, "Let's go." That lion is looking like it will almost break that. If any human being shook his hand, the hand will be plucked. You know why? The lion is hungry. And I told my friends, I said, "How can you give a thief man meat to give lion?" The Lord give you understanding. That's a mistake. You carry meat and give thief man to feed lion. No. That lion too in his heart is a potential meat. Now that kind of lion, for instance, cannot be pet. If you want to train that lion to be pet, you are in a deep trouble. You will become the pet yourself. They will kill you. But that lion was trained properly. They guided the lion. They gave him all the food he needs. He doesn't need to eat any human meat. He has already belly full before he entered the palo. They used to kill goats. So it's full. It's satisfied. That's how God wanted the earth to be from the beginning. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? Every animal in Eden was belly full. You know why they are killing human beings now? There's hunger. Why the spirit of death has entered the world? Remember, one of the consequences of death is what? Hunger. A hungry lion is a what? An angry man, sorry, they say is a what? Please say it the way they say it. There's something about lion too, they said. A hungry lion... whatsoever. A hungry man is an angry man. That's not so beautiful. You know, when they tell you these things, you grow up, you now become like that. Didn't you hear that a hungry man is an angry man? Where's my food? Men, be trained, be renewed in the word of God. Now, let's continue what we're saying. Everything Adam called the animals were their names. In other words, Adam was relating with the animals normal. That's why Eve was speaking to snake. Don't you get it? She was close to snake. Today, if snake comes to us, what are we doing? Funny enough, there are some people that have snakes as pets. Have you heard about them? How on earth? Well, it was not a problem in Eden. God helped them. I was talking to a lady one time. They put wallpaper of snake. Think about it. Python. And when I saw it, I said, "What the heck is that?" I said, "No, I like it. I like snake." I said, "You have wallpaper of snake? You are a suspect. You are from the marine." But if you look at it vividly, that sister, I remember that time, was just like that. She just liked serpents. I still don't agree. Let's continue what we're saying. How can you just like snake? Although the Bible said, be wise as the serpent. You know, we really need mind renewal. God, is serpent really a good animal? Because the Bible said, be wise as what? A serpent. So why would God be teaching us to be like serpents in wisdom? Is well, Lord have mercy. Whatever name Adam called the animals were their names. Why did the children of Israel not enter the promised land? They did not mix the word of God with faith. They did not have a mental picture. They did not see what God was saying. For instance, Joshua 6 and 1. Promise. Now Jericho, that boy, that fair brother, go and call that boy to come. You know, I think promise is in love, because when you are in love, you get lost. Now Jericho, focus on the scriptures, because I don't know where it's carrying me to, but we'll manage. Jericho, promise, stop. You are carrying me to where I don't know. I am serious. Some people will think I'm just trying to put you in a tight corner, but pray in the spirit. I say, Lord, remove every spirit of love in me in the name of Jesus. Pray. And after 5 minutes, pray. I say, close your eyes and pray. Now, Jericho was securely shut. I'm picking what I'm supposed to hear, but he did not play it. He's playing another thing. He's playing something like, you're still the one I love. Oh, you're the only one I need. Now Jericho was securely shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. Next part of scripture. Let's read this one out loud. 1, 2, go. And the Lord said to Joshua, they were inside their tower enjoying themselves. The Lord said to Joshua, see! God shouted to the minister of an angel, see, I have given Jericho. How will he see it? He has not fought any battle yet. He says, see it. Are you listening to me? In other words, when God gives you a rhema, you begin to see, you picture it. That's how you walk in the victory. It says you get a job. Imagine yourself in a job. And immediately Joshua pictured that. What happened to them? He asked for a way out. He started praying, how will this become a reality? Then the Lord gave him the reason why it will become a reality. You know, if the Lord gives you a rhema, you begin to pray. You begin to see more solutions to get that thing done. It's around the city. How many times? With the sounds of trumpet. Just be blowing sounds. Be making noise. There's such a thing as a joyful noise unto the Lord. The people in Jericho thought these guys were fools, barbarians. What were they doing? They would just wake up in the morning. Jabagada, rokoto koto, iyagadagada. Is that not a fool? Like some say about us today. Why would he be just... Is he mad? Does he know what he's saying? The Bible said we're not supposed to know what we're saying. He said to our understanding and the understanding of others, what we are saying is not fruitful. It is foolishness. He said, but in the realm of the spirit, we are saying mysteries that our words cannot utter. Human English cannot utter it. Mysteries. It has to be the language of the Holy Ghost. He said, the spirit searches all things. Yea, the deep things of God. The deep things of God. I love to talk about tongues. The deep things of God. Hallelujah. And when he searches the deep things of God, let's see it in the book of Romans 8 and 26. Very briefly, somebody. Romans 8, 26. Likewise, the Spirit also helps our weaknesses, for we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. We don't know how to. Have you seen situations that you don't know what to start saying in prayer? How many of you have seen it? Terrible situation, you don't even know how to begin the prayer. The Bible says that's an infirmity. Sometimes we don't know how to pray as we ought to pray. He said, but the Spirit himself. You see that? There was a capital letter H here for the Holy Ghost. He said the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with what? Groanings. Which cannot. Oh, Those are groanings that words cannot utter. Say it in the TPT's rendition. Do we have this in the TPT? Very briefly. It says, in a similar way, the Holy Spirit takes hold of us in our human frailty to empower us in our weakness. For example, at times we don't even know how to pray or know the best things to ask for. But the Holy Spirit rises up within us to super intercede on our behalf. You see that? Pleading to God with emotional sighs too deep for words. You see somebody crying. You think it's foolish? No, it's not. Next part of scripture. The 27 is the best part of it. Glory to God. It's a God, the searcher of the heart, knows fully our longings. Yet he also understands the desires of our spirit. He knows fully our longings. You think you need a car. He knows what you truly need. Maybe it's not a car yet that you need. You probably need an idea. As you pray, he helps you to figure out everything for yourself. He said, yet he also understands the desires of the spirit, because the Holy Spirit passionately pleads before God for us, his only ones, in perfect harmony with God's plan and our destiny. When we pray in tongues, this is what is happening. We're in perfect harmony with God's plan and our destiny. Then you see the beautiful part of it. Verse 28. Oh, these guys entered the spirit now. Verse 28. So we are convinced that every detail of our life is continually woven together to fit into God's perfect plan of bringing good into our lives. For we are in his lovers who have been called to fulfill his design purpose. It wouldn't make sense than the popular one, you know. Let's see it in the NKJV. Everyone, you're going to read together with me. One, two, go. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God. To those, you're not just going to sit there and say, all things are going to work together for my good. Did you pray in tongues? In 27, he said, when you pray, when you allow the Holy Ghost to help you pray. 27 then explains deeper. Then 28 said, the resultant effect of the prayer is that all things, oh my goodness, all things, you know, one midnight in the house, my wife was so tired, she went to sleep. But she left beans for the baby. I don't eat beans, so they always make it small for the baby. And she put it on the fire. And while she was feeding the baby, I was so sure she was sleeping already. Now, I didn't know, but the Holy Ghost said, just go to the kitchen. And I've learned to follow the voice of the Holy Spirit. I don't know what the heck I should go and do in the kitchen. But out of the weakness of my boy, I just went to the kitchen. And I saw that the food was on the fire, almost getting burnt. And I offed it. It was, this is not really a major something that people will shout. But you see, it happened recently, so I'm just trying to remember. I use it to teach you now. I offed it. You know, the Bible says you should get your senses exercised by the Spirit. As I offed it, I knew why the Holy Ghost wanted me to go there. I was praying in tongues before I heard the voice of God. He said, just go to the kitchen. A brother, a pastor, was teaching one time. He said he was praying. He was praying. And the Lord told him, stop. When he stopped, he said, take your car. Drive to this path. Turn the other street. While he was going, the Lord began to speak to him in the car while he was driving. He said, there's a certain man that's about to go and commit suicide. He's leaving his family now to go and commit suicide. He said, when you see him, stop. Put him in the car. He heard that where he was praying, sorry. Then he began to drive in the direction the Lord wanted. Then somebody just stopped him and said, can you please give me a ride? He wants to go to that part where he would just dive into the ocean or river and kill himself. So he needed a ride there. And he put him, while they were going, he was still trying to wonder, why is God telling me to move? And he just remembered what he heard in prayer. With boldness of the Holy Ghost, he said, your name is so, so and so. You left your family with two children, and right now you are going to commit suicide. The guy broke down in tears. He broke down in tears. He stopped the car and he began to preach the word of the Lord to him. And when the guy received Jesus, he took him back to his family. Now imagine there was nobody to pray. Who received a rhema from the Lord, a word from the Lord for somebody else's breakthrough. Not just for yourself. Sometimes you receive a word for somebody. Yesterday I was driving my tech guys. They came to my house to do some installations because we want to start some training soon in Lower Benue, and where we're supposed to start around our new facility in George's quarters around there. So when we're done with everything, we're driving to the facility to do some inspection and resin. I began to ask some of them questions. I just felt like we should talk. Then at the end of the conversation, I remember Donald mentioned something. He said, "Sir, when I came to your office one of those days and I told you I wanted to study medicine after anatomy, you now told me, I have no problem with that, but right now, can you code? You look like somebody that can code." That's what I told him. I said, "You look like somebody that will make a good web developer, a good programmer. Go and code. Learn coding." He said in his heart, he felt insulted. You know, I was asking them about leadership, and as you know, they now mentioned sometimes, you know, someone actually, the conversation went like this. I asked, was it Betty? Yes. I said, "Would you want to marry a pastor?" She said, "No, but I don't mind if God wants me to marry one, just that I'm scared." And I said, "Why?" She said, and one of the things she said is that they are easily misunderstood leaders. So she doesn't want to be in a position where she may be misunderstood, because you have to take a lot of responsibility, and if you make the slightest mistake in your action, people will misunderstand you. And I said, have you ever misunderstood me? You know, I can really get deep into conversation. And she said, "Yes, sir." I now asked her how. She now mentioned one or two ways she had misunderstood me many years ago. And I now went, I said, asking all of that. I said, "Okay, what of you? Have you misunderstood me? What of you? Have you misunderstood? What of you? Have you misunderstood?" I was so surprised. Then it now got to Donna. Donna now said, "I don't know if this one is misunderstanding, but I got offended, sir, that you told me to go and learn tech, me that want to be a doctor." He said, "But I told myself, if God wants me to learn it, let me understand it, because it's quite hard." And when he just put his mind, he started understanding it. Right now, I discovered yesterday that he's not only a web developer, he is also a software developer and a data analyst. And I was amazed, because I was not adding that to our program. Hallelujah to Jesus. So I had to add it. And we're discussing of the successes. Now, even though he wants to read medicine, he will read medicine in a grand style. He will not be reading medicine and be begging for what to eat and money to buy handouts. He can even pay his school fees through medicine. There's what we call mini vision and major visions. God will give you a mini vision to give you the money for the major vision. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? In prayer, we have received many things like that. One of those days many years ago, I was praying in the spirit in my house. And as I was praying in the spirit, I used to help young people pray, of course. So there was this young man, Pastor Jonathan. He's probably watching. We were praying together. He was so lazy that time. He can watch and testify even online. Now, he couldn't pray. While we were praying, he would be sleeping. You know, people grow. Today is a pastor. And as we were praying, I noticed he was sleeping. So I said, "Sleep. When I'm done praying, you will start your own and I'll watch you." And I meant it. I can be that brutal. I will stay through the night and watch you pray before I sleep. So when he was, I said, "I'm done. Stand up now." He stood up. I said, "Walk around and pray. I'm watching you." He walked. He was feeling so tired. I said, "Don't touch any table. Don't rest anywhere. Just be walking." As he was walking and praying, I was watching him. Till the fire, you know, when the fire takes a hold of you, your weakness goes away. And he became strong in the prayer. Rabakosa, yeboka. And I now know he has caught the fire. So I started sleeping small, small. Until I finally began to sleep. Then I began to hear everything he was praying in English. I got the interpretation. It was something that happened to him many years ago that he had never shared with anybody. And it was a weakness in him. And he shared with me. And somehow God just delivered him immediately. What if we were not praying in the spirit? Do you know there are couples today? I wouldn't want to mention their name for decency's sake. I was sharing with my wife. I was praying and I received a word from the Lord. He left the woman God wanted him to marry and went. He was dating another lady. And according to him, I don't like interfering when it comes to marriage. He felt like that was God speaking to him, because the other lady was now perfect. I mean, she was not coiling him. For the fact that a woman is coiling you doesn't mean she's not your wife yet. Calm down. Sometimes the woman you marry will coil you very well. And she's still your wife.
If you want to know she's really your wife, wait till somebody wants to touch you. Then she will fight for you. Then you'll be amazed. The mouth may not be good at the moment, does not mean that she's not your wife. Some women have bad mouths at the status quo. They are still somebody else's wife. All you need to do is to wash that mouth. If they allow you to wash it. Now, the only reason I believe they are not going to be your wives is that they don't want you to wash them out. They want you to still be smelling with a lot of talks. You can leave them because they are not submissive. Hallelujah to Jesus. Now, he went to this other lady. This first one will argue with him, argue doctrine, everything. As a man of God, he was not feeling one kind. But this other one will say, money, sir. Celebrate grace, sir. And not only that, she'll go and cook for him and bring to the house. Not only that, she was sowing seeds. If he just calls, I'm passing your side. I haven't made food for you. I wanted to bring to yours, but you can pass and eat in my place. The other one is only quarrel. Quarrel. If they sit together, argue doctrine, argue everything. And as I was praying in the spirit, I picked it when they break up because he started dating the other one. I just picked it that he's making a mistake. So I went to his house. That's how the Lord trained us as prophets. Took back to his house. Oh, where are you? What is happening to your relationship? He said, man of God, the Lord broke the relationship. I said, why? He said, the Lord wanted me to teach her for a season. And I finished my dealings with her for the Lord. Now I have moved forward to my new assignment. I've seen who God wants me to marry. That was for a season. Have you had people that talk like that? When relationship hit them, they will now catch a personal rhema. And say, God wanted me to deal with her for a moment to help. You want to help God, you will die. Nobody can help God. You were either in the right relationship and now you are running, or you were in a wrong relationship and now you are running because you just discovered it. And I said to him, man of God, you are making a great mistake. The Lord said I should come and tell you. Believe me, it didn't make sense. Because how can God be telling me to tell somebody who is having a problem with a lady to go back to his wife? I said, the Lord said, go back to that woman. She's your wife. I said, man of God, I celebrate you. But there's another man of God who started before you that told me that God does not even give a wife, that you look for the one you like and marry. So me, I've seen the one I want to marry. I said, well, thus says the Lord. When I was leaving the door, the spirit of Elijah entered me. I turned back to him. I said, you will regret it if you marry this woman. And I moved. Believe me, as I left, he said, no problem. He stopped talking to me for a while. You know, I used to teach them the word of God. So he stopped talking to me and he moved on. After a while, me and that one that have broken up, I was telling her, you two don't enter another. She went and entered because she was waiting for him. He was not coming. When she now entered another one and has moved on, he now broke up and realized. He came to me, sir, I've realized my mistake. I want to go back to who God wants me to marry. I said, oh, what kind of problem is this? Now that you have come, that one have gone. So I now called that one. I said, are you available? She said, not at the moment. I've gone. I said, but who you have been waiting for has come back. I said, man of God, let him move with his life. Oh. Before you know it, this one, the man developed, he started praying and fasting for his bride. That God will open her eyes. While he was doing that, truly God now opened her eyes by a breakup. She now chopped breakfast. Because you see, most times the reason why some people enter new relationship is because they want to fill in that space from the old relationship. They don't actually need a new man. If you break up, don't enter a relationship. Be free for 3 years. Be a free agent. Like 3 years. So that you will see very well. It's an advice, though. I hope you are catching this rhema.
Yes, sir.
When she now came back, he too was now finding it. He said, man of God, if it's you, what will you do? I said, it's not me, so I don't know how to answer this question. Because he was wondering, you know how young men can be. You enter a relationship, you cannot be imagining what the heck happened in this relationship. Have they kissed my wife to me? Have they you understand what I'm trying to say? And you know, he was not going to ask the lady, but he was just imagining the guy's head and his big mouth and wondering if he touches his, you know. I said, man of God, maybe things has gone down. How, if it's you? I say, it's not me. Oh, And I don't think I will be in this situation. I was being very honest. He said I should imagine. I said I can't imagine it. The Lord said we should not imagine vain things. I can't imagine it. And I said to him, I said, just think, pray. If anything God talk, talk is God. But me, I can't advise you. I allowed him with his God. He prayed and he picked it that he should continue. And they continued. And today they are married. You know, imagine that God never gave me a word. Those two power couples, they are doing very well as a couple. You know, anytime I go to their house when I'm traveling to Abuja and I see the way they misbehave in love, I used to just wonder. See, they love themselves very well. Oh. I used to wonder, what if God never gave you Rema? What do you think will happen? One word from the Lord can change every situation, any situation. Abraham, stand up from your father's house. One word from the house. Go to a land I want to give you. Abraham was going to see human beings in the land. He was going to where he don't know. Now God be the first person where he carry people go where they don't know. He took him somewhere. And when he reached there, God said, this is the land. Abraham said, where are the people? He said, no human beings. You are the first human being that will start this land. Imagine God wants to start a state with only you. Say, stand up now. Go behind Naka. Inside Naka. I want to start a community with you. You think of Fulani. You think of everybody. Abraham, listen to God. That's why they call him Father of Faith. And God changed his name from Abraham to what? Abraham to what? Abraham. I made him a father of all nations. Why? He received a rhema from the Lord. Are you listening to me? There are a lot of scriptures and a lot of examples I want to talk about, but because of time, I'll just mention one. Spiritual usage of Rhema. Spiritual usage. I've mentioned Mary already, but in Ephesians 6:17, the Bible speaks about the Word of God, the Sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. The Word of God here in Ephesians 6:17 is Rhema. Meaning you use Rhema to fight. What God have said about you. Now it's 3 years. It has not changed. Did God say it? Run with it. Paul told Timothy, the things you have heard amidst many witnesses, he said, by them wage a good warfare. Meaning God said it. Now it's 3 years. It has not happened. But what God have said has not changed. Satan will fight you because of the word in you. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? I'm about to close. I want you to catch this last part. You use what God has said to fight. I heard a story of Paradibui that he was in a plane traveling. And all of a sudden, the pilot said, everybody to your God. We don't know where we are going to. We cannot understand what is happening with the plane. We've lost control of the plane. People started crying. Jesus, Olua, fire, blah, 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 blah. And Paradibui never ate anything. But when they said that, he said, bring my snacks. They brought his snacks and he started eating. Was eating and eating and eating and eating. And a woman tapped him and said, Baba, did you not hear what the pilot just said? That the plane is about to. He said, oh my God, did not tell me I would die in this plane. So we are going to arrive safely. So he was eating to boost his confidence. Somebody say, Rhema. I heard a story from Pastor Benny Hinn too. He had this wonderful friend. They were in a plane and the pilot made the same announcement. So Benny Hinn was quite tense. He was so real. He said, even me, I began to pray in tongues. I was quite tense. He said, but this my friend was sleeping. Then he touched him and said, are you not? He said, oh really? He continued sleeping. Then after a while, somebody were able to pick signals, blah, 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 blah. And they now understood where they were going. So when they arrived, Pastor Benny now calmed down and asked him, say, why were you sleeping? When that kind of tough situation was happening, do you know how you painted us to the public? You were sleeping. They said, oh, Pastor Benny, Jesus slept in a storm. Say, if Jesus slept in a storm, I can sleep in a plane. Because it's okay, everything is all right. I say, what faith? What level of faith? What level of faith? Oh, glory, 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 glory. Do you know there's a certain man of God, they put a gun on his head And as I'm saying this story, some of you will say, Jege, Jege, Jege. It's not Jege. This is true life story. They put a gun on his head and they say, kneel down. He said, oh, you made a mistake. I cannot kneel down. They said, we are going to kill you. Say your last prayer. He then said to them, a man does not die twice. When they tried shooting three times, bullet did not come out from the gun. And some people say, are you sure you know what you are saying? 100% sure. What of Bensi Yuda, also of blessed memory? They came to attack him. And he drew a line. And said, if any of you have mine, cross this line. Boldness. The speed of faith. They now crossed the line. And all of them could not shoot. They started crying. As they were crying, he called the police station. They came and picked all of them out. I heard of Bishop Oyedepo one time that he was in his house and thief came to attack. Then he came out. All the children and the wife in hiding. He came out of the parlor. You know the way his stomach is very beautiful and the way he is. He came out and he stood in the parlor and he said, in the name of Jesus, the Bible says, we're in an innumerable multitude of angels. Angels, right now, move! And he said, move. Ceiling was shaking. He was just hearing movement and the thieves were running away. With their guns. Why? The word of God has graduated from what? Logos. Now it's what? Rhema. It's Rhema. It's living and active. Sharper than a word. 2-S word. I can't be broke. It has gone beyond Logos. It's my Rhema. I caught it in the word. He that was rich became very poor. So that through his poverty I become stinkingly rich. I'm rich, brother. I'm very loaded. I don't talk poverty. That's why I can't steal. That's why I work hard. You know why I work hard? I know I'm rich. So the slightest opportunity to work hard, when I work hard, it sparks prosperity. Because I know I'm rich. I'm wealthy. That's why I work hard. Because I know my working hard will produce so much money. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? And that's why I obey kingdom principles for finances. Because my hope is in the Lord, not on man. Glory to God. You can't be sick. You declare things like that. It has graduated from Logos to Rhema. I refuse to be sick. You fight with God's spoken word to you. The sword of the spirit. I refuse to be sick. It's 3 years now. What God has said I've not manifested. It doesn't matter. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you said this in the name of Jesus. You don't behave like a toddler in the spirit. God told you you're going to have a business in Makodi, and now it's 2 years. You are thinking of going to be a cleaner in Abuja. How dare you think like that? If he told it to happen here, it will happen here. It may not look, there may not be sign. No sign, but keep on praying like Elijah. No sign, keep on praying like Elijah. The Bible says Elijah was a man of like passions like ours. You know why Paul started by writing like that? Started writing like that so that you understand that Elijah is not a superhuman being. He was a man with like passions like us. He was tired. He cried. He was scared of Jezebel. I hope you know he was scared. When they say Elijah, some of you used to think it was one sculpture from heaven that just fell on there. Boom. He's a human being. He almost ran away. What is almost running? He ran away from Jezebel and entered bush. Woman pursued Elijah from a city. Well, it's not ordinary woman. No. Now she's a spirit. They used to call her Jezebel's spirit now in the life of people. Fell somewhere and God gave him food and said, keep on moving. The journey is stiffer. He complained to God. He said, they will kill me if I enter the city. He told God. But he locked up the heavens. Such a man was able to lock up the heavens over a city. Over a city, he locked up the heavens. And when he wanted rain to fall, he said, go and tell the king there will be rain. After he put his head between his legs, the Bible says, and he prayed rain to come. He said, go and check, no sign. He prayed again. He said, go and check, no sign. He prayed the third time. He said, go and check. He said, I see the cloud. I see a hand in the cloud. He said, that's a sign. Go and tell the king that it's going to rain. Why? God has already given him a word for the city. And he was holding on to that word. Are you listening to me? if God said you can live above sin, there may be nothing in this world that can prove you can live above sin. In fact, your present addictions and trials and pain cannot even affirm that you can live above sin. It's very, very, see, you know, when we tell people we can live above sin, and they begin to fight it in their heart. Think about the children of Israel. That's how God said they will enter the promised land, and they had factors that they were looking at that were making them doubt what God has said. How can I live above sin? Me? Do you know how many years I've lived in addiction of smoking, alcohol, womanizing, addiction of pornography? It doesn't matter the years. It doesn't matter the years. Forget about the years. You can't compare the years you've been in that sin to what Jesus has done on the cross of Calvary. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Let's see, for instance, Romans 6 and 4. Let me give you an idea, a miniature microcosm. Before we end the service, he said, therefore we're buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should walk in what? Newness of life. Let's see in the TPT. See what Jesus has done. And that's why he had the impetus to tell us everything. Can we read, everybody? Sharing in his death by our baptism means that we were what? Co-buried, and tomb. We entered that tomb with him. With him, so that when the Father's glory raised Christ from the dead, we were also raised with him. We have been co-resurrected with him, so that we could be empowered. Freshness of new life. Oh, I can't sing. It's not pride. I just spoke from a rhema that I caught from the Logos. I fight with this revelation. Now, you begin to confess the word like Joshua 1:8 says, let the book of the Lord not depart from your heart and your mouth. Meditate upon it day and night, and you will cross your path. You want to live a sinless life? I have been co-crucified with Christ. Oh, well, we were entombed together, co-buried. In the name of Jesus, I walk in the freshness of new life. I walk in the freshness of new life because I was crucified with him. In the name of Jesus. Now you are fighting with the sword of the Spirit. You just got a word from the Lord. Your rhema has come. You fight with it. I can't sin. That is how prayer should be done. That is why I tell you, without revelation, prayer is just like hitting gongoni, clanking cymbal. But with this revelation, prayer makes sense. In the name of Jesus. You see, that's prayer. You can be there 2 hours. You can be there 3 hours. You take a scripture on prosperity. You want to see money in your life? You begin to read, the gold is God's, the silver are God's, the cattle above the 1,000 heaps are God. And he said, if I seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, all good things are given unto me. Lord, as I'm seeking your kingdom first, I declare all good things are in my life. In the name of Jesus, all good things. Don't think that you just be faithful in church and you will see things happening in you. You must apply the law of faith. Faith is a victory. Your faithfulness has no connection with faith. See, as you are faithful, be in faith. I don't know that you catch what I'm trying to explain to you. Yes, the Lord will reward them that diligently seek him. There's a reward for that. But for you to receive what God has given to you, you'll not just be waiting. You have to lay hold of it. By faith, lay hold of it. Remember the prodigal son? He asked the master. He had been faithful. The one that did not misbehave. He said, I've been with you for so many years, and you never gave me anything. What did God tell him in that parable? He said to him, son, didn't you know that all that I have is yours? Meaning before now, if you have asked for that biggest cow to be killed before your brother came, if you wanted to eat that cow for afternoon, I would have killed it for you. But because you didn't know that all I have is yours, now that you see me giving your brother the biggest cow, you think it is because he had been more, you are wondering, is God being biased? This one was not faithful. I have been faithful in the kingdom. And this new folk is back to the kingdom, taking the Father's biggest investment. Are you seeing something here? Say, I've been in the kingdom. This brother just received Jesus last 3 weeks. He got a car. He got a house. Me, I've been serving God. God, are you faithful? God is faithful. It was the mentality of the elder brother that was wrong. He thought he needed to do something to receive from God. Do you get what I'm trying to explain to you? He thought the faithfulness equals him receiving. Even though the faithfulness will keep you within the parameters of the kingdom, you will use faith to lay hold of everything in the kingdom. Tell somebody. It's time to lay hold. Be on your feet as we lay hold for a moment. Lay hold. Lay hold of the promises of God. Lay hold of it. Lay hold of it. Very fast, somebody pray in the spirit. Lay hold of it. Lay hold of it. Lay hold of it. Lay hold of it. I can hear you. Pray out somebody. Pray out somebody. Lay hold. I want to see faith, faith, faith-filled prayer. I want to hear it. Faith-filled prayer. Faith-filled confessions. As the Spirit gives you the utterance, pray. If it's in other tongues, go ahead and pray. If it's confession of faith, make it. Can you lift up your voice, everyone? Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Pasco parakata yaba. Open your mouth and pray. Speak out your faith. Lay hold by faith. Lay hold by faith. You are glorious. So glorious in your ways. Parakasko parakia kaparagia tosiaba. In the name of Jesus, you know, sometimes it's even difficult when a prophet sees something to prophesy. It's very difficult because you are trying to calculate how God wants to do it, and you are wondering if you should just mess up yourself or keep quiet. Now, I saw in the spirit, I saw a red car that looks old. The side of a red car, when you open a door, that side of the car, I saw it, that this part of the door, you know, when, before you get into the car, this part, and it looks like pale red car. And I heard the Lord saying, he said, tell, and I just hear it so clear. He said, tell that sister that her dad will be able to change that car. Because the car has been giving him issues. I heard it so clear. And I'm hearing the Lord speaking about marriages. I know if I say this one, it will stir laughter. Because some people will be wondering whether it's them I'm talking to. But I hear the Lord speaking about marriages. Especially for somebody, I don't want to bring this out, but it seems like a problem in the marriage of a sibling, someone related to you. And Pastor Vico, let me ask you a question. Hallelujah. Well, the Lord just confirmed this word perfectly. But we're going to use that as a point of contact to everybody. Just lift your hands and pray if you know anyone that you are trusting God for them to get married or for marriages that are not working for God to repair it. I sense in the spirit that Satan is consciously scattering marriages in this season. You're going to pray. Lift your hands and pray. Your siblings, your parents, wherever they are, speak over the marriage. That your sister that has not married for several years now, speak over the marriage. Speak over. 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 Speak over.
My desire is the most beautiful amongst thousands.
Now listen, I was not going to talk about this, but the Lord insisted. Broken marriages are getting restored. Broken marriages are getting restored. The reason I want to bring whatever I had asked out is because it's personal prophecy, but it confirms the word. You can ask him. The Lord is restoring broken marriages. And if you are here in your lineage, nobody has married properly. Married properly. I want you to come. I want to lay my hands on you. It's an impartation. There's no proper marriage. It's always like this. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You know what I mean by that, like this? Zigzag. If you don't want to be ashamed, if you want to come out, I will lay my hands on you. But if you don't, I can just leave it. We're not trying to disgrace you. You've observed that in your family. Don't create the problem. We've observed with your family the marriages. Everybody. A short pass. The Lord is repairing marriages and breaking generational bloodline issues. I want you to lift your hand and pray. I truly don't know why God has to break this up. I don't know if you can. You just pray for your future. If you are not married, pray. God, I don't want to make a mistake on who to marry. Can you pray that prayer? On who to marry, lead me properly. From the depth of your heart, I don't want to make a mistake. Lead me properly. Give me the wisdom. I see the Lord breaking through you. The fire is going to go through you to your bloodline. It's going to go through you to your families. It's going to go through you to your families. He's touching your whole family through you. It will go through those sisters.
Wherever the root of the problem is, the fire of God's Spirit will consume it. Pray, someone, pray. 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 Father, in the name of Jesus, we set those bloodline issues on fire right now. And we command that the families of these individuals are free from every influence of Satan. We command they are free, that as hands are laid upon them, everything that has to do with that issue in that bloodline, it's broken into pieces. Lord, right now, set them on fire. Set the issues on fire by your Spirit. Let it be on fire by your Spirit. Set them on fire by your Spirit. Let them be on fire. Lord, by your Spirit, set them on fire. I'm very surprised that the Holy Spirit took shape like this in the meeting, because we really did not plan anything like this. But like I said, in Christ Jesus, all our needs are met. He can touch any issue that he wants to touch. Hallelujah to Jesus. In a moment again, pray this prayer carefully and from the depth of your heart. Lift your hands and say, Father, may I not make a mistake on who to marry. The smallest unit of any community is a family. If a community will be destroyed, if the whole earth will be destroyed, Satan will start with small unit. Families, go ahead and pray. Lord, whoever I'm seeing now, if it's not the person, let me be separated from the person. Be bold. Be bold. Pray the prayer. Pray the prayer. If it's not the person, listen, you know, today the Lord is more in personal prophecy. Like you see, I call people to just confirm personally. I don't want to blame, but I'm still seeing somebody now. I'm still seeing somebody now. And just to give you clarity, I'm not pointing anybody. You are on this road. Just to give you clarity, I hear the Lord saying that that relationship has to break. It's not 1 year. It's not 2 year. It's not 3 year. It's a 4 year. In the fourth year of the relationship. And you've been receiving all kind of abuses. You've seen all the signs. The Lord said, break the relationship. In the realm of the spirit, I saw your right ear. You are covering your right ear, which is an indication that you are being adamant to listening. And the Lord is saying, if you don't break that relationship, you are wasting time. Because as you are in the wrong relationship, you will not find the right person. You are wasting time. And if you are young, and you know, in this service, God is doing something beyond our mind. You are here. You know you are in a wrong relationship. Firstly, I want everybody to lift your hands up and say, Lord, help me. It's a very delicate matter.
You know you're in a wrong relationship. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I make up my mind today. I'm leaving it. You know this one is not a good relationship. All to it is abuses, just wrong things that will not glorify God. Lord, tonight, I receive grace from heaven. I'm leaving that relationship. Go ahead and pray. Is somebody you're unnecessarily crushing on? See the call of God upon your life. You want to waste it in that wrong path. Pray and say, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I receive grace to leave. I receive grace to leave. Go ahead and pray. I receive grace to leave. I have a bright future. I have a colorful future. I see the glory ahead for me. I will not waste it in these days. I will not waste it in these days. Go ahead and pray. Go ahead and pray. Stop jokingly. This is how jokingly people get into wrong marriages. Wrong relationship will give birth to wrong marriages and destroy destinies. Lord, save me now. Save me now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's Word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.